This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran said Monday it has quadrupled its uranium enrichment capacity as the war for words between Tehran and Washington shows little sign of cooling off. Iran soon could exceed the amount of material it is allowed to stockpile under the 2015 nuclear agreement. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced 2 weeks ago he is pulling out of some parts of the six-nation nuclear deal, including the condition that Iran sell excess amounts of uranium to other nations. Meanwhile, later this week, U.S. officials are expected to brief lawmakers on what has led the Trump administration to strengthen America's military posture in the Middle East while evacuating non-essential personnel from diplomatic facilities in Iraq. VOI's Michael Bowen reports members of Congress of both parties have been demanding the White House share information about perceived threats from Iran.
In word and deed, the Trump administration has been sounding the alarm over Iran and its proxies.
If American interests are attacked, we will most certainly respond in an appropriate fashion.
Lawmakers are demanding more information.
And I would urge the State Department and DOD to come down here and explain to us what's going on, because I have no idea what the threat stream is beyond what I read in the paper.
We need clarity. We need answers, and we need them now.
Asked if war with Iran is on the horizon, President Donald Trump would only say... Some fear a repeat of the buildup to the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq.
That is VOA's Michael Bowman reporting. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Guatemalan boy in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody died Monday, a day after beginning treatment for the flu. 16-year-old Carlos Gregorio Hernandez Vasquez was found unresponsive while being held at the Huaslaco Border Patrol Station. He complained he was not feeling well Sunday morning at CPB's Rio Grande Valley Central Processing Center where he was being held. A health check by a nurse practitioner that day indicated he had influenza A. He was prescribed Tamiflu, an antiviral drug. A CBP official familiar with the case told reporters U.S. officials have not determined the exact cause of death, which is generally issued after an investigation by multiple agencies. Federal health officials say 41 new cases of measles across the United States last week, bringing the total number of cases for the year to 880, the highest number recorded since 1994. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports outbreaks in 24 states, with only the very deep south and northern plains spared. A House committee chairman again accuses the Trump administration of trying to obstruct justice. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler in a statement says President Trump continues to try to obstruct his committee's investigation in the follow-up of the Mueller report. Former White House counsel Don McGahn, at the direction of President Trump, will not testify before Nadler's committee. His lawyer, William Burke, in a letter to Nadler, writes his client is caught between two co-equal branches of government. Burke says Nadler should find a compromise with the White House. The chairman has threatened in the past to push to hold McGahn in contempt. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A federal judge sides with Congress in a dispute with President Trump over demands for financial records. AP Washington correspondent Mike Gracia.
A federal judge ruled Monday that congressional subpoenas for information and records from President Trump should be honored. As he departed the White House on his way to a political rally in Pennsylvania, President Trump assailed the ruling by U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta.
It's totally the wrong decision by, obviously, an Obama-appointed judge.
Trump's lawyers said they will appeal the ruling. Earlier Monday, Trump instructed former White House counsel Don McGahn to defy a congressional subpoena to testify before the House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.